coming. You're going to be really excited about 6th Street has, I'd say, 8 to 10 new businesses opening up before the end of the year. So 6th Street is really on the rise, which is very exciting. We've got some new businesses coming on Main Street as well. And, yeah, we just keep moving forward and keep working that teamwork.
Good for you. Teamwork makes the dream work. I have it written down now, so I'll remember. I have it tattooed on my forearm. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. See you next month again?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. I'll look for a sunny day today with a high near 64. Right now, it's 56 degrees. Kind of cool out there and sunny here at Radio Park. More local news and timeless hits straight ahead. You keep it here at WRJN Radio. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to be interviewed by his New York probation officer ahead of next month's sentencing and his criminal hush money trial. Mr. Trump will attend virtually today from Mar-a-Lago after holding his first campaign rally since his conviction in Las Vegas. Correspondent Robert Costa.
If we win Nevada, we win the whole thing.
In the sweltering Las Vegas heat, former President Trump took on President Biden.
With his border nightmare, Joe Biden is also waging an all-out war on the workers of America.
And continued to rail against his ongoing legal troubles. Though a new CBS News poll shows a majority of likely voters say Trump's conviction is not a major factor in November's election.
Secretary of State Blinken arrived in Egypt this morning in yet another push for a ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This is Blinken's 8th urgent mission to the region since October 7th. There's been no firm response to the latest ceasefire deal from Hamas. Blinken will travel through the region, hoping to increase pressure on the militants.
His trip comes a day after Benny Gantz, a centrist member of Israel's war cabinet, announced his resignation in a dispute with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Triple-digit temperatures have descended on the U.S. Southwest. It's expected to climb to 104 in Phoenix today.
The last 3 days was brutal, brutal, brutal.
It's been super hot. Like, I can't even be outside anymore.
It'll get worse. The forecast calls for temps to reach a scorching 110 in Phoenix and Las Vegas Wednesday. No word on how long it'll take to reopen part of the Teton Pass linking Idaho and Jackson, Wyoming, after a landslide triggered a collapse on Saturday. The roadway closed just days before when it started to crack. No one was hurt. It's not COVID keeping kids from learning now. It's no-shows.
The 2024 Kids Count data book is out and found a new national trend that's quite alarming. Our kids aren't going to school every day. In the 2021-22 school year, 30% of all students were chronically absent, meaning 10% or more days were missed in the academic year. This was substantially higher than in the 2018-2019 school year. That was the final school year fully unaffected by the pandemic. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Promising news on a COVID flu combo shot. Moderna's reporting this morning a late stage trial of a vaccine targeting both COVID and flu has proven more effective than standalone shots for each virus. The drug maker plans to file for regulatory approval in the U.S. this summer. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant officials meet today to discuss a water dispute that could threaten a Microsoft data center development. Village President David DeGroot accused Racine of not honoring agreements. Racine Mayor Corey Mason claims the city hasn't received promised benefits from the failed Foxconn deal. A Waukegan woman is locked up, accused of killing someone with her car Saturday night in Kenosha. Police say a 62-year-old man was hit near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. The cause of an early morning Racine garage fire isn't yet known. Just after midnight, fire crews were called to a detached garage fire on Green Street near Yount. No injuries were reported. Ascension's My Chart is back up, but not all data is online yet after a ransomware attack. Officials hope to be fully online this week. Representative Robin Voss is challenging new recall signatures against him. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is vetting over 9,000 signatures submitted. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Big night for Drew Holiday.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, former Milwaukee Bucks Drew Holiday led the Celtics with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Boston beat the Mavericks 105-98. Holiday on playing in the NBA Finals again after winning the title 3 years ago with the Bucks.
That one we're actually down to a different team, different setting, different year. I think being on this team, the journey to this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game 3 is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12 under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks, Pat Connaughton, NFL quarterback Matt Ryan, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Sometimes when I fly, I'm friendly and I feel like talking to the person next to me, but sometimes I don't. I'd be on a plane for 6 hours. I don't look at the person next to me. I don't talk to them. I don't even acknowledge their existence. And when the plane lands and we're pulling up to the gate, I like to go, "So what's your name? Do you have any hobbies or anything you want to talk about? Well, let's get off the aircraft then. What do you say? I rented a car. This happened the other day. I had to be someplace at 11 a.m. I'm driving. I glance down. It's 10:25, which gave me plenty of time to get where I was going. A few minutes later, I glance down again. It's 10:25. Then I realize I'm listening to 102.5. I'm late. I'm late for my appointment.
Give it!
It's 8:10. Local news, 10 less hits at WRJN. And from our Need to Know file, studies have found that the middle stall in a public bathroom is usually the dirtiest. The first stall is the cleanest. You'll thank me for this information someday. Guaranteed.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Some news you should really know. 2.2 million sledgehammers are being recalled because the tops of the sledgehammers have broken off and sledgehammered people's heads. That's a recall you should really know about, huh? Sunny today with a high near 64. Clear tonight, lows 50. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 69. Right now, it's sunny and 57 degrees at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits and BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, taking care of business on your Monday morning.
Nothing all day, and I've been
TO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Taking care of business, 818 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I got a survey here. They asked people if they'd rather have a good body over things like money, a better love life, or a better work-life balance. 28% of people said they'd rather have a great body than a better love life. 24% said they'd rather have a great body than make more money. And 12% would rather have a great body than a better work-life balance. You know, that's tough. I need a better body. I don't know what I'm willing to sacrifice for it. Money, love life, or work-life balance. Now, do I have to do anything to get this great body, or can I just, like, go to bed one night, wake up, and the next morning, I'm like, you know, an Adonis or something like that? If I don't have to do anything for it, yeah, maybe I would. Yeah, I'd give up that stuff just to have a better body. Hey, we've got sunshine on tap all day today with a high near 64, a little cooler than recently. Clear tonight, lows around 50, increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 69. Right now, it's sunny at 57 degrees at Radio Park. Don't forget the Blue Jays are in town to take on the Brewers, 6:35 right here at WRJN, where it's 8:19.
Check, check, 1, 2. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest! Artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS. HHS or the U.S. government.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
It's WRJN. Don't forget, check out WRJN's Big Deal Store. Full of great savings. Just go to WRJN.com and check out the big deals.
From the land of Georgia to the Gulf Stream water to California, I'm going to spend my life a broken island.
Give me good love and every night. Give me good love and make it all right.
stop.
Stop.
And thank you, baby.
Baby.
I want to stop.
Stop.
And thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop,
stop.
And thank you, baby.
Baby,
I wanna stop and thank you, baby,
baby.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining me here on this Monday morning. It's the 10th of June already. It's not summer yet. Summer's 10 days away. It's going to happen on the 20th of June this year, but it's close enough. Hey, need some energy this morning? A study found the exact number of cups of coffee you should drink in a day is 5. Sounds like a lot. That's the point where you'll be the most alert. Also, your memory will be better. And you'll learn stuff faster, so start throwing them back, I guess. This is from a guy who never tasted coffee in his life. Never tasted it. I mean, it smells delicious. I just never had a cup of coffee. Never tasted it. And let's think back to your childhood. And I thought about this. I wasn't going to use this story, but I thought about it. And I said, yeah. Do you remember colored toilet paper? It popped up on a list of things people miss from their childhood. You know, I do remember. We used to have blue and pink toilet paper in the house. I don't think they make it anymore, do they? It's all white toilet paper now. But yeah, it used to be in colors, I remember, when I was a kid. So people are reminiscing about that, believe it or not. It's 8:32 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. Stuart is here now with the news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a miracle no one's dead. At least 10 people were wounded in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party near the University of Wisconsin campus overnight Saturday.
These students should have been celebrating summer vacation and not receiving medical treatment.
The victims are as young as 14 and as old as 23. None of their injuries is life-threatening. No one has been arrested as of this morning. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets today to certify the ballots for the August primary and the November general election. Commissioners also decide ballot access questions in 10 different races across the state. Then on Wednesday, the commission will meet to talk about training election clerks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alleged intoxicated driver is in the Kenosha County Jail after a 62-year-old man was struck and killed Saturday night. Kenosha police say the man was trapped under the car after getting hit near Sheridan Road and 63rd Street. The driver, 37-year-old Sheila Tannen of Waukegan, was reported to have been under the influence of THC. She was arrested and charged with knowingly operating a vehicle while suspended, causing death, and operating while intoxicated. No one was hurt, but a garage fire had a north side Racine neighborhood woken up overnight. The fire department got the report of a garage fire in the area of Yount and Green just after midnight. They arrived to find the detached garage completely in flames, but they managed to bring the fire under control in about 10 minutes. Damage estimates are at around $30,000. Yoga enthusiasts should head to Pets Park this afternoon. Kenosha County Parks is offering what they call a unique opportunity to unwind with nature. They call it the Yoga in the Park program. Starting today and running every Monday until August 12th, Hot Yoga Kenosha will be leading free instructor-led yoga sessions from 5:30 to 6:30. It's in area number 4 at Petrifying Springs Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
If you don't have children, none of this should make sense. Like, even the concept of a Saturday night, when you don't have kids, you're like, Saturday! And when you're a parent, you're like, who can we pay to come to this house? Watch this child. And your standards drop so dramatically. Initially, you're like, they should have a PhD. And then you're like, well, how long were they in jail? Murder, it wasn't children, right? Any parent will tell you that, like, having children has enriched their lives. It's exposed them to things they never thought they'd do. Like, kids just, you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. Like, for me, going outside. You ever go outside with real little kids? You don't even know what to do with them. You're like, well, I normally just drink out here. Who wants to play a game of nap?
My mind is all around.
morning. It's 8:39 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know, for all the years we worried about COVID and the germs for COVID, did you ever give a thought to all the other germs in your house that are causing you to get sick? Get this. These are the things that you never, ever clean, and they're full of germs. Your keys, the remote controls, especially those remote controls in the hotel rooms. You know, those things where they've been, right? Your keyboard, your mouse, your phone, oh, especially that phone. Your light switches, the door handles, video game controllers, the doors and handles of your cupboards and the railings and banisters in your stairs in your house. Do you ever clean those? I don't think so. So if you're worried about germs, why don't you just, you know, kind of start there, right? Day 40, local news and timeless hits. Here's Herman Servants. Can't you hear my heartbeat?
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
you ain't never caught a rabbit.
the name of love, Diana Ross and the Supremes at WRJN Local News and Timeless. It's here on a Monday morning. Hope your Monday's going well. You got a beautiful day for it. It's just cold out there. It, you know, if it was a little warmer, it would be perfect, but it's, you know, a little chilly out there this morning, but it's still nice. Now I have no excuse not to mow the lawn today. I can usually say, well, it's too hot. I can't mow the lawn. I can't say that anymore. All right, here's a fun fact for you. If you're allergic to cats, and I used to be, I owned a cat and I couldn't be near it. I was scratching and sneezing and wheezing. It also means you're allergic to lions and tigers. So if you're planning on getting a lion and a tiger, just remember, if you're allergic to cats, it's the same thing. All right, this guy saved $35,000 for his daughter's wedding, but she eloped. So he used the money to get a new car and go on vacation for himself. Now she's mad because she still wants the money, even though she didn't have a wedding. People on Reddit are definitely taking the dad's side in this. Who's right? Well, I would probably still give it to my daughter, but that's just me. You know, I would still give it to her and say, you know, use it for something, you know, get a nice apartment, get some new furniture. But this guy, nope, he took the money and went on vacation all by himself.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
It's a beautiful sunshine caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more each day. Gotta say, lead the way.
It's okay.
Gotta say, it's okay.
All right.
Say, lead the way. Sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me. Kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
Local news and timeless hits from WRJN. It's 8:56. And from the category of no good deed goes unpunished, a teacher in Connecticut raised more than $40,000 to help hundreds of struggling families and found out that he now owes $16,000 in taxes on the money he raised. Also, a woman who is an amateur genealogist scrubbed 200 gravestones at a cemetery in Maryland to clean them up. But she didn't realize she damaged every single one of them in the process. No good deed goes unpunished. I'm Don Rosen, and Cindy Huber's coming up next. She will have the next keyword in our Scotty Summer giveaway. Gotta listen for that keyword and text it in to win. Gotta play the game right. Catch you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me.
facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.